Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from sex style to gossip.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. Well, there was some horrible news, you all know by now, in Orlando. So, you know, I just want to take a moment of silence. I know in radio we don't take silence, but these are like our brothers and our sisters. This is, you know, I strongly believe we are all related. There was a DNA show that I saw recently, and literally we are all related. So the nonsense of all of this shooting and killing is just so disturbing. So let's just take a moment just to focus on life, on this moment that we still have, and that at any moment, we don't know, we might not have it anymore. So let's just be still and know that we're sending our love to all the families in Orlando. Thank you for that moment, y'all. It's over 8 years of doing shows. You know, there's nothing that saddens me more when I have to do a show tonight on such a night where so many people are grieving, where they're upset. We have someone joining us in just a moment. Ryan Weiss is going to talk to us about just grief almost and how to deal with this and how to just inspire us in this moment to send our love to these families. So we'll have a nice part of the show at the beginning and just talk about life, really, and what it means and what's all this happening and how we can just be in this present moment. Then later on in the show, my buddy Mike Hines is joining us with his new book, Uprooted. It's truly an amazing book. I have my copy here literally in my hand right now. Mike Hines is part of the Oscars Delmonico book too. He's an amazing, amazing, bigger than a floral designer. I mean, he is just like, he's who you go to for whatever you need. He's a floral designer. He is a friend to not to the show yet, because he hasn't been on yet, but he's a friend to me, Max Tucci. And Mike and I were recently in New York together, and we were called by our friend Carla Hall. We went over to the show, The Chew, and they put us at the tasting table. And I tell you, we had a lot of fun. We'll talk about it tonight on the show. We're going to play some music tonight because I believe that music is so healing. It's one of my favorite things. And the first song we're going to play tonight is from Chester C. It's called This Song's For You. And this song is for everyone tonight in Orlando who have questions, who want answers, who don't know what to do. Listen to some music. This song's for all of those who are no longer here. And then later on, we're going to play some more music. So This Song's For You. And when we're back, Ryan Weiss joins me on Max and Friends.
Much, there's no time. Takes too long, it's not my fight. It's easier to turn away. It's too hard, it's not my fault. Don't understand or care to find out. It's easier to turn away. The time do just these words, 'cause time leaves us wondering where she went. And I wanna change the way she spent. This song's for me.
LA Talker, this is Max and Friends. And I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was the song by Chester C. This song's for you. This song is for all of us because really, like, I believe we are all in this together. You know, I have a dear friend of mine, Gordana Biernat, from My Power Talk. Go to Twitter and check out My Power Talk. Gordana, I love because, you know, everybody went to social media today, and Gordana was one of them, and she always inspires me. And, I tell you, it was so weird waking up because this morning I'm looking and it's like Orlando. I'm like, I'm in, you know, in South Beach this weekend. And I was like, what is going on with Orlando? And then, of course, we saw what happened. So I love that Gordana Biernat today posted, love is the frequency of your soul. So tonight at Max and Friends, we're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about just everything going on. Mike Hines will be with us in a moment. And coming up right now, we have a great guest. Again, like I said, you know, everybody was going on to hashtagging Orlando, pray for Orlando. There was so much going on. And I came across a video from Ryan Weiss, who's a writer, a life coach, and a believer. He also has Get On The Morning emails at wakingupwithryan.com. Go to Instagram, follow him there, Waking Up With Ryan. He'll inspire you to kind of focus on what's happening right now. He did a video which caught me, and it was posted today. And he said, what do we do about our pain? How can we be helpful to heal the world? So tonight on Max and Friends, I want to welcome Ryan Weiss for the first time here. So welcome to the show, Ryan.
Thank you. I'm super glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here. It's like a somber moment. It is, yeah. And it's an important day, like I think, like you in another video you said, to like just like gather with friends and gather with people and just celebrate the moment instead of get drunk in it or high in it or whatever we want to do in it. You know, if that's the way your outlet is, fine. But, you know, I like to talk about it, and that way we don't have to like bottle it in and just like not know what to do. So, you know, what was crossing your mind today when you posted your video, the first one that you posted about what do we do about our pain on Instagram? What was going through your head?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I write these, like you mentioned before, I write these daily morning emails every day, and I write them before I go to bed at night. And for whatever reason, I didn't write one last night. And I went to bed, and I was cool with that. And I woke up this morning and saw the news and knew that there was a reason that I hadn't written that email last night, because it gave me an opportunity to send one out about this event. what was going through my mind? Confusion, upset, rage, anger, sadness, a mix of everything. And I could tell that my mind really wanted to jump into the storytelling and figure out who the fuck this guy was. Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. Figure out who he was and where he came from and what the story is. And I've been in my practice and in my learning and in my teaching for long enough to know that the head loves to hijack the emotional experience. And so I simply, well, it made me recall a moment a year ago, April, I was in Israel and I was standing in the Golan Heights on the Syrian border and could hear the bombs and the machine guns going off literally next door in Syria. And I had never quite experienced that before. And my heart was so broken. When you're right there, you can't ignore it. It's really easy to ignore when you're half the world away. And I immediately picked up my phone and I was just so overwhelmed and didn't know what to do. And so I called a friend of mine and a mentor of mine, Marian Williamson, who I imagine that many of your listeners are aware of, major, incredible spiritual teacher around the world, best-selling author, and luckily somebody that I keep on speed dial. And I called her from the Golan Heights and said, what do we do? What do we do? We need to do something. We need to do something. I need to know it. What do I do? And she sort of slowed me down and said, Ryan, what you most need to do right now is open your heart to feel the pain of the Syrian mother who is holding her dead child who did not ask for this. And I lost it. And she said, allow yourself to feel the pain that she must be feeling. And in doing so, at some point when the time is right, you will know exactly what to do. And that lesson just taught me that the best thing we can do when people are in pain is open our heart to feel it and get vulnerable and let our hearts break open and stop focusing on the people who are hurting us and stop trying to tell the story of the villain. Rather, open your heart to the person who is in suffering and let yourself feel that pain. Because the thing is that what I realized was I'm far more likely to actually do something about it if I let myself feel it. And not only do something about it, but also be joined by a power and by an intelligence and by a creativity that can guide my steps and show me what to do and bring the right people into my life so that we can make the change that we need to make.
Absolutely.
So that's what really inspired that story today.
No, and it was so beautiful because, you know, it was like so many people were asking what to do. You know, we were talking to producers today, how we're going to do this show and what, because you know, to go into the show and be like all cheerful and kind of like ignore what happened and talk about the Tonys and all this other stuff, to me wasn't authentic to what my friends are going through right now, to, you know, that vibration, yeah, that energy, that synergy of what everyone's going through. And then it reminded me also of friend to the show, Panache Desai, who says, face your pain. And it's like, you know, we could always be pissed off. You know, again, it's all energy and motion and be mad and everything. But to face the pain that we have and to talk about it, I think really sets us free from being in anger. So it's nice that someone's here tonight. My guest, Ryan Weiss, if you're tuning in for the first time, thanks for joining us. Tweet me at Max Tucci. We're talking about pain and today's tragic occurrence, and they happen every day. You know, I had a tweet today that was like, oh, don't forget about there was a woman who was killed in the Bronx today, a mother with two children. I'm like, you know, it happens every day. And when the realization is that, yeah, okay, guns, you know, have a bad rap, but guns really don't kill people. It's the people behind them. So, you know, the point is that they have their own pain. So when we talk about pain, we kind of like liberate ourselves from it. And realizing where we are. So what advice do you give people, Ryan, who are like struggling now, who are confused, who are in that moment where they're pissed and there's rage? And, you know, there's a lot of people right now all over this country who are going to vigils and memorials, but there's a lot of people that are like pissed. What do you tell them?
Yeah, I mean, anger is understandable, absolutely. But underneath the anger is a deep sadness. And so, again, opening, you know, anger is a story that we tell about the feeling, right? Anger comes from looking at somebody who hurt us and telling a story about how awful they are. And the truth is that anybody who hurts anybody is somebody who's hurting themselves. And anybody that hurts anybody is somebody who experienced so much hate in their own life that they have been, you know, programmed in a way to think that that is what they need to do to feel significant and to feel loved in the world. And so those of us who are angry, it is understandable and absolutely acceptable to be angry, yet understand that most of our reaction, because we're so programmed in the head, we're so programmed to not feel our feelings. And, you know, I mean, just sort of the basic understanding of that is this ego mind, this mind that is trying to consistently protect us to help us survive. The last thing it really wants us to do is actually just feel our feelings, because in the feeling of the feeling, in that energy space, is when we are the closest to the universe. And when we're close to the universe and when we are at one with God or spirit or love, what we do not need in that moment is an ego, because we are safe and we are at peace and we are totally supported. And when we are in that space, the ego experiences its own death because it knows that it's not needed by us in that moment. So as soon as we start to let ourselves feel something, the head will start chirping in with a story. And it knows, by the way, exactly what story to chirp in for you to grab your attention, to grab your awareness. It knows all the details. It knows exactly what tone of voice to use. It knows exactly what's a reasonable enough thought to grab your attention. Why does it know that? Because it wrote the story. It's written the story of your hardship and of your separation and of your anxiety your whole life. So it tries to chirp in to grab your awareness out of feeling the feeling, because it knows if you actually feel the feeling, you're going to get to healing. Because in the feeling of the feeling, in opening our heart to the pain that these people are experiencing, the mothers, the daughters, the children, the siblings, the friends, the families, the lovers of everyone we lost this morning, 50 freaking people. All those people, in opening our heart to feel the pain that they're feeling, we are not just helping them to heal, right? So that they don't have to hold all that darkness all on their own. But we also are, there's no way around it. We're also healing the stuff within ourselves. So when we open ourselves to feel the pain of another, we are opening ourselves to bring up our own stuff and our own wounds that are deeply buried in our subconscious and heal them as well. The ego Absolutely. Just doesn't want us to do that. And so that's where the story kicks in.
It does. It shines a light. It really does shine a beautiful light when we're all together and like attract likes, and when we have that beautiful vibration of, you know, we hear you, we see you, you matter, everybody. And then it really just puts a beautiful light into the scenario. But right now we're going to play a song. Stay with me, Ryan Weiss, will you? We're going to play a song from my friend Sharon Gattau, also known as Sharon Agati. I love to set her up this way as a Flashback Friday and a Sunday, because you all remember Sharon was on the Real World London back in the day on MTV. She was on the show with Puck, the guy who got his tongue bit off. No, that wasn't Puck. That was another show. I'm so confused.
Love Puck, Sharon, though.
Yeah, Puck is fun. Who was it? It was Neil. Neil got his tongue bit off with his spiky hair, and that was the show with Jacinda and so on and so forth. Anyway, Sharon is a dear friend of Max and Friends. She does a lot of our jingles here, and I know that Sharon – I didn't talk to her today, but I got a lot of text messages, and everyone clearly, if you're tuning in now, you know I'm fine. And, yeah, I know it was in Florida, but a couple hours away, but thank you for your love. But Sharon, I know, would want me to play this song right now, so – Sharon, I know you're in London probably sleeping right now. So we're going to dedicate this song from Sharon. It's called Lead Me to the Water. It's one of my favorite songs. And I believe that music is so healing and so beautiful. So again, we're dedicating this to everyone who's going through something right now. Lead Me to the Water. And when we're back, Ryan Weiss will be with me. And we're going to talk about a little bit more about pain and how we're going to get through this week. Lead Me to the Water by Sharon Agati on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We'll be right back.
Every day I wake up. tree hypnotically reminds me so.
This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Sharon Agati, the song Lead Me to the Water. We're talking tonight about Orlando with my guest, Ryan Weiss. Go right now to Instagram, and there you will find him if you haven't already, under Waking Up with Ryan. So check that out there. And then coming up in just a bit is Mike Hines, author of the book Uprooted, the most beautiful photography book on Mike's most incredible arrangements, but there's more to that story. So we'll get into Mike's story in just a little bit. But Right now, Ryan Weiss is here, and we're talking about the whole Orlando scenario and what happened last night could happen at any moment in time. And if it happens again, how are we going to be prepared and ready to deal with our emotions? So, Ryan, what's the way that we can really deal with this energy and motion when sadness happens?
Yeah. Thank you for asking. And thank you for playing that song. That was so beautiful and takes us right into this conversation. So I'm a student of A Course in Miracles. It's a metaphysical text that's really beautiful and changed my life forever about 5 years ago. And A Course in Miracles teaches about how we are not the healers. We are not the thing that heals people. We are the vessel for or the invitee of the healer, the great healer, the spirit healer, the universe, whatever we want to call it. And I believe, and let me tell you, I do this probably 100 times a day. Anytime even something slightly irritates me, I go into my mind and I say, and the words don't matter so much. It's the idea. So if I use words like spirit or Holy Spirit or God that maybe you don't so much connect to, not so focused on that. Use your own words. But I go immediately into a prayer that says, "Dear Holy Spirit, enter into my mind right now. See this situation through my eyes and show me how you would have me see it through the eyes of love." And what I've noticed that does for me is that rather than placing blame on anybody else and focusing outside of me, it allows me to know I'm feeling irritated, I'm feeling upset, I'm feeling anger, I'm feeling sadness. That button is getting pushed inside of me, and I'm committed to getting that button uprooted in this moment. And the only thing that can uproot that button is the spirit of the universe that aligns the planets and the stars, puts a baby inside of a woman's belly without needing us to do anything, turns an oak tree into an oak tree from an acorn. That energy of life, if we invite it in, and only if we invite it in, can enter into us and heal the thoughts, the pockets of thought in our minds that are virused or that are insane. And by the way, no matter how cool you are, no matter how smart you are, no matter how developed you are, we've all got them. They're buried in there. And so when we're triggered, we have the opportunity to be the invitation to the universe to just say, "Yo, enter into my mind, see the situation, see the person in my mind, through my eyes, and heal my own thinking in the situation." And what I've noticed in my own life is that when I do that, miracles happen, meaning things that I think are going to go a certain way go more in my favor. I get a download, or I get a piece of information, or someone comes into my life that can help me in my healing process. And that, I think, is the most important thing that we can do. In terms of what action to take about this Orlando situation, we want to first connect and heal our own thinking about the situation so that an inspired idea can come to us. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. No, and it's beautiful because, you know, I think when there's so many different outlets to the one source, it's beautiful to hear how different people get to the source. So I thank you for sharing your wisdom with us, your journey with us. And I'll have you back on Max and Friends. It was like this spontaneous thing that I saw that video, but there was a synchronicity to have you on the show tonight. So I'm glad you joined
us. So perfect. Hey, let me tell you one other thing, because it's such good timing for this situation. I mentioned Marianne Williamson before. She's coming out. She just came out with a book, and she's launching it tomorrow night. So for people who happen to be in L.A., check out Marianne.com. She wrote a new book called Tears to Triumph, The Spiritual Journey from Suffering to Enlightenment. Couldn't be a more important time. She talks all about in this book about the value of our pain, and no matter what and no matter how hard it is, what we're going through is here to serve us, and gives really practical tools and really beautiful stories about the value of our suffering and how it leads us to enlightenment. And I just want to close with saying that it's not over until it's healed. It's not over until it's happy. It's not over till it's joyful. So once you let yourself feel the pain, we will get delivered to the promised land, to the freedom, to the healing. It's not over till it's done, you know?
It's so true. Well, thank you so much for being here. And you'll have to come back on again in the future. Bring Marin with you. Let's like have a good old Max and Friends fun time the next time you're here.
I'm sure she would love to.
Super. Well, I'm so glad that you joined us. Have a beautiful week. And before, like, this week, because, you know, and then I got to have Mike Hines coming joining us in just a minute, you guys. So thank you for your tweets. I see them Mike will be here momentarily, but you know, we do have to talk about this. So just be part of this wonderful flow right now. I thank you guys for that. But you know, this week, you know, the pain is not just today. It's going to go into the week and the weeks and the months to come. And if you had friends, you know, we're finding out the list of names now. So Ryan, before I let you go, how do we go into this week being in the mindset where we still have to function? How do we stay in the function mode?
Yeah, well, firstly, one of my concerns are, I hear what you're saying, that this is going to go into the week and the month. I think we have a tendency to get distracted by something else and we forget about what happened to 50 mm-hmm. people who died. So please don't forget about this. Please let this anger and let this sadness fuel you. Please open your heart to it. Please talk about it. Please hold each other. Please pray with each other. Please sit with each other. Please reach out to the people in suffering. The only thing to do is moment to moment to moment, keep praying, keep hitting your knees on the floor and saying, dear universe, how would you have me serve? So I wake up every morning and before I get out of bed in the morning, I ask three questions to the universe. Where would you have me go? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? And to whom? And so I don't think there's necessarily one big broad stroke, except for it's a moment to moment practice. And when you find yourself in the judgment and you find yourself in the upset, go into prayer, give it to God, surrender it to the altar. It says in A Course in Miracles, whatever you put on the altar is then altered. And to the degree to which we are open to that energy, you will be used by the universe to be the healer that you're here to be.
All right. Well, isn't that the truth? And I'm so glad that you asked. I'm so glad that the universe brought you here today to Max and Friends to give some gentleness into the lives of people who are listening tonight. So thank you so much for being here, Ryan Weiss. Y'all can find him on Instagram right now, Waking Up with Ryan. And thank you so much for being here. I appreciate it.
You got it, brother.
Have a beautiful night.
Thank
All right, y'all, we're going to go right now into one of my favorite songs, Peace, because that's what I believe we need. But before we go into Peace, you know, there was some victory for the Democratic Party, and actually some glass ceilings were broken in the terms of Hillary Clinton. They're like, oh, the first. But I want to remind you of a woman named Shirley Chisholm for president, 1972, unbought, unbossed, before Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, before Hillary Clinton. Shirley Chisholm was the first black woman who ran for president in the United States of America, 1972. So right now, every time we say Shirley's name, her energy is felt. So know your history and know what you're talking about before we say Hillary's the first, because in fact, it's Shirley Chisholm. Right now, Peace by Sabrina Johnson. I'm Max and Friends. And when we're back, Mike Hines. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Peace by Sabrina Johnston here tonight on Max and Friends. If you're tuning in for the first time, thanks for being here. I've been here for 8 years, so I don't know where you've all been, but I'm glad you're here tonight. Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know what's going on in your life. If you want to go into the archives and hear the shows of everyone from Jackie Collins to Orange is the New Black to all the other amazing guests I've had for 8 years, there's so many, go to latalkradio.com/Max. And if you haven't downloaded the LA Talk Radio app by now, it's free and you can take me to bed with you every Sunday night, 8 p.m. West Coast, 11 p.m. East Coast, and all the hours in between. But tonight, my next guest is a friend of mine, Mike Hines. Well, he's been setting the standard in floor design for over a decade. I first caught on to him on Instagram, and there were these images that were dark and sexy. And I don't remember what I said, but I was like, damn, look what he can do with flowers to a whole nother level, and using not only like the most incredible things such as charcoal and bark and everything else in between. They really, I think in a time like that we're in, especially today, it's a good thing to have nature. And there was a great quote that I actually saw the other day. I think it was from Arianna Huffington. And if I could find it, I will. But who knows, because I wasn't prepared to look for it. No, you know who it was from? It wasn't from Arianna Huffington. Thank you. It was from Shark Tank. We'll talk about it later. I'll have it for you after the show. But anyway, I don't want to take up any more time because I've got to introduce my friend Mike Hines, who the last time we saw each other was sitting on the set with my girl Carla Hall on the Chew. Mike Hines, welcome to Max and Friends.
Hey, Max. Thank you for having me. What a build-up.
What a build-up. Dropping all these quotes and trying to figure them out. I'm, like, so disheveled today because I can't, like, you know, it's like I can't think straight. I'm, like, all this stuff that's happening. But I'm glad you're here because, you know, really your book speaks, like, to so many emotions that I think people are going through. And why Uprooted? Why now? And tell us about your story, Mike.
Well, you know, and I want to comment on that because I woke up this morning knowing there was this interview today before I had turned on the TV. And then when I turned on the TV, I thought, you know, what would I, you know, to self-promote on a day like today would be, you know, so inconsiderate and so shallow. And then it was bigger to me in that Uprooted, this book, made so much more sense on to talk about for today. Why I wrote the book in the first place, I never wanted to, and it was really built out of 10 years of being so afraid that I would be so vulnerable to write a book. But in the big picture, and especially expounding on today, and as you did in the interview before, that flowers, bottom line, make people happy. And I can pretty much guarantee that at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando for the coming week, there you will see flowers.
Oh yeah, they're
you
already
will
doing
see
it.
This expression. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so again, it just made more sense to me to remain uprooted, to remain positive, to really, although the book feels very dark and moody, it's not dark in the sense of horror. It's dark in the sense of a mood of quietness.
It is total quietness. You know, I'm looking at it now, and it's like, I mean, these images, this book is so beautiful, but these images to me, I think, like in a massive, huge size would just speak to me so much because they're just like so massively, they're seductive, they're inspirational, and it's almost like a stitch in time. Like this, what is going on in some of these photos? And you really, it makes you wonder. Now, how did you get, I mean, the photography is so beautiful. How was it to find the right photographer like Doug to shoot this book for you? How did you approach him?
I've known Doug for over a decade, and out of searching for the right photographer and out of the blue, after not really speaking to Doug for 2 years and just simply out of just being busy, he had texted me and said, how's that, you know, bestseller coming along? And I said, meet me tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We have to talk. And we immediately hit it off. You know, when you meet somebody, and especially when it's creative on creative, and it just works, mm-hmm. That's how it happened.
It's that and like attract likes moment. Yeah, you got that.
It's a like attract like.
Yeah.
we locked down in the studio, and after the first shot, and I looked at the monitor, and I said, I think we've got a book. It was supposed to be a completely different book. Mm-hmm. And from his first shot in his eye on that design that I had made, it created 3 days of intense photography, and then, you know, 5 days after that of intense photography and design. He just got it, and we didn't have to talk.
Yeah.
We just simply could look at each other. I could make a design. We could set the set the way it should be, and then it just worked.
It does, and
that's
it speaks
the best,
for itself.
That's the best of creativity.
Yeah, when there's that synergy and that vibration of just making magic. But I found the quote, y'all. It's from Barbara Cochran on Shark Tank, and she says, "When I'm feeling overwhelmed, I go out and buy myself a flower." So I was like, you know, and I posted that just a couple days ago. And then today was like, you know, when all this was happening and I was getting text messages like, "Are you okay?" The first thing I did was walked outside, and we have this big frangipani tree. And I'm like picking up these beautiful flowers that either fell from the tree. And I'm like, there is just so much joy in these flowers. So what is it that flowers, what do they mean to you?
Moments in time, because they're simply fleeting, like life, all life.
Yeah.
And they're so beautiful. They're all unique. Even, you know, the same breed, it can be the same peony bush, and 50 peonies grow on the bush, and not one is exactly the same. And you know that as soon as you cut that, it's going to die in 4 days. So the whole thing of stopping to smell the roses is taking that moment in your life to stop and say thank you. Stop and be empathetic, stop and show your compassion, stop and just hear, listen, and see things. It's as simple as that. Flowers make people happy, period. I'm not, my job would be a complete disaster if every day I made people sad if I gave them flowers.
Because
that's not what these flowers do. Flowers make people feel good. They give you a sense of calm. They just do.
They do. They give it off. You know,
it's fleeting. Life is fleeting. Sadly.
It is. Yeah.
But
that's why we have flowers to remind
us
of the beauty of it.
Yeah.
It's so true.
We grab them and we keep grabbing them, and it keeps me in business, frankly.
No, it's all true. And the book is called Uprooted, you all. If you are interested right now, it's all online, so you can buy it there. But, you know, there's a creativity to this book too. And you say creativity, that everyone has it and should use it. So what if we don't know what our creative concept is in life? How do we get in touch with it?
How do we tap into it? Yeah, I think that's our biggest issue. I think it was Brené Brown that I once heard her say, she was talking about creativity, and she talked about how unused creativity is not benign, and in the fact that it's actually malignant and metastasizes inside your body to do, you know, make you feel not good enough, smart enough, brave enough, whatever that is. I believe there's also a quote from somebody that once said, "You don't have to be creative to be creative," because I don't think we don't as human beings give ourselves enough credit every day of how creative we actually were to get through the day. If it's a route to work that's quicker, or if it's the way you dress, or it's the way you gave a speech, or the way you wrote something down, or actually really created something, or created a masterpiece or art. If we denied that from our world, there would be no innovation, right? So I really believe that some people can pine over it, and they really, you know, people come up to me every day and say, I'm just not creative. I can't do that. I'm not creative. I think a lot of that's built out of fear, that they don't want to try to do it because they want people to accept them or love them or say it's beautiful. And what if it's not? I don't have the answer for why people don't tap into what's creative, but I also don't think people should think that building, you know, an Eiffel Tower is the only way to be creative.
Mm. It's so true. And the quote, "You don't have to be creative," is Drury Ben Menachem. So that's the quote there. We'll post it after the show for sure. But what's next for you with this book? We're like, I don't know how you're going everywhere. And you're going to be part of the Oscars de Monaco book, which I'm so excited about. But you're on your own tour right now, Uprooted. Where are you going next?
I am landed in Chicago now for a while, home sweet home. And then we're heading out to the West Coast to nail this out a bit. It's so great to meet new people and see people's reaction. And I'm truly an introvert by nature, but I can show up at these events and I'm on. I know how to do it.
Yeah, it's natural.
And to have people, yeah, it feels natural because there is, I didn't write the greatest novel in the world. We simply just did what I did do best and had it documented. And with a few words, it has touched some people. And when they come up to you and hug you or say thank you, that's a big deal. It's very humbling.
It is. And, it's so great to watch your Instagram and see you go all over and do these book tours. It's like, it looks so exciting. And the book is great, Uprooted. I'm so glad you're able to join us tonight here on Max and Friends. I got to wrap
Max.
This show up. It goes by so fast.
It goes by too fast, but I really appreciate it. I'll see you soon.
I'll see you sooner than later for sure, Mike Hines. The book, Uprooted, everyone. Go get it now. It's a super book. Father's Day is coming around the corner, and this is actually a really good book because it will blow your mind. Uprooted by Mike Hines. Mike, thanks so much. Have a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Talk to you later. Good night. All right, y'all. Well, we've got to wrap this show up. I love you all for tuning in. We're going to play a song from Nandaji, Guruji Nandaji. Namaste, Guruji. And Velvel Muruga is the song. Just, it will bring you to a place because it's really, really good. And I just love Nandaji. You know, he was on the show. He's coming back on again. And we have some great shows. Valerie Love is coming on. I got to go. But right now on Max and Friends, love you all for tuning in. Follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. I'm going to say unto you, good night and good karma. Take life to the max. And right now, a little bit of Velvel Muruga for your week ahead. Good night, y'all.
Vel Muruga, 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 V